I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
They're all a joke.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
For Florida Pest Control. Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Yeah, for some folks, this is their favorite time of day because they get to vent, whine, cry, and let it all out.
It's better than taking it out on family members.
Oh, and please don't kick the dog. It's not their fault. We love the dogs. Coming up on 723, yes, it is time for What's Bugging You, 877-975-9825. Let's get to the point. Find out, Bruce, what's bugging you this morning, sir?
Just thank you for the chance to talk to more people than I try to daily. We're at war.
Yep.
We're going to be at war as long as we can foresee with the Communist Party of China. Donald Trump, when he was elected, he showed American exceptionalism, make America great, put tariffs on China, decided that we were going to rein them in militarily. All that resulted in the Chinese Communist Party saying, let her loose, unloosen biological warfare. They already killed over 100 million of people coming into power. Stalin killed 80 million people maintaining communist power, coming to power. They have no compunction about killing millions of people to maintain their communist power. We have lost. They knew we didn't have the courage to find out where that virus came from, call it a state attack, and to retaliate. And we never will. So when this one doesn't work, and it has, to dragging down our economy, keeping us alive just enough to buy their trinkets, keeping their millions of people off their backs, okay, and if we ever try to do anything else like defend Taiwan, take any more action in the Straits, they are going to unleash more stuff. This is never-ending biological warfare in which the Americans will not and cannot respond. We don't need to worry about Afghanistan. No, we just need to ignore everybody. The whole world is being assimilated by the Chinese Communist Party. Thank you for this time. That's bugging me. I talk to people daily. They then become to understand it. Maybe I've reached a lot more support. We have lost the war.
Yep, there you go. Well, I'm telling you, Bruce, if this is your encouragement ministry, it's not working. I just want to tell you that. No,
get it off your chest.
That's right.
Go have a good weekend.
That's why we get it out now, so we don't have to think about it tomorrow. Jim, what's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me? You got to show an ID to get a vaccine, but you don't have to show an ID to vote. I have a problem with that.
Oh, that's a big problem. Hey, here's a crazy one for you. You got to have an ID to get that COVID shot. Think about that one just a little bit. I thought they didn't like IDs. Bob, what's bugging you?
Well, it's real easy to figure out the difference between the way Biden and Trump.
With yep.
Trump, Moab. And that was it.
There you go. Hey, thank you so much. John, there's always something bugging you. What is it this morning?
Oh, absolutely. It's been bugging me for some time. Where the heck are these class action lawsuit happy lawyers when you need them? How come they aren't going after these school boards mandating this mask wearing, these universities and cities and companies mandating mandatory vaccines? How come they aren't going after them? It seems like there'd be money to be made on a successful suit. If nothing else, God bless America. If nothing else, thanks for slowly grease slips, get down the left. That's what's bugging me.
There you go. And you know what I love about John's calls? He does them exactly right. He says what's bugging him, and then he says, that's what's bugging me, and it doesn't take 20 minutes to do it. I love that about John. What's bugging you this morning? 877-975-9825. Maybe it is inaction. Maybe it's sometimes not what is happening, but what isn't happening, because sometimes that's what bugs you as much as anything else. Hey, Butch, what's bugging you?
I was on vacation last week. It was, and came in to the house and caught the tail end of between 9:15 and 9:30 of the Laura Ingraham show, and she had a researcher on there from CDC,
mm-hmm.
and at the bottom of the picture it said, we made a mistake. Well, this guy went on to tell that they found a secondary protein in this vaccine, and it actually sits there, and it goes down and settles on women's ovaries. Now, I haven't been able to find anything else about that program. No one ever the next day, I never heard anything. And I was just wondering.
Yeah, I kind of get your point, but I got to keep things moving here. Yeah, a lot of times that's always a frustrating thing. It bugs you. You see a story, you see a headline, never any follow-up. What's going on with that? Pam, what's bugging you?
Good morning. So I had called you on Monday about the new elementary school on Parker Road, 122nd.
Yeah, is that where the lights weren't working?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so they've been building this school for about a year. They knew when they were going to open this school.
Yep.
They knew what day school started. There still are no lights, and it's 55 miles an hour right past that school.
Wow.
It's driving me out right there by Diamond Sport Park. It's driving me. There's not even an officer with his lights flashing or anything to say, okay, school's coming in. So, yeah.
That will drive you crazy. It's like, oh, we got to put lights up. Terry, wrap it up for us. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is how we end up that we lose. If you remember correctly, the Vietnam War was run by the White House. This war was run by the White House. When General Weisskopf took over, when he went into Kuwait to clear that out, 100 hours later, it was done. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Should we let soldiers run armies, or should we let bureaucrats sitting behind big desks who know nothing about the military, should we let them run our wars? Oh, boy.
And that was to alleviate a terrorist problem. Maybe we should have had the SEALs just go in, wipe it out, get the job done, and get the hell out.
Sometimes I think the old way of going in, taking care of stuff, getting business done, and coming back home, that is the way to handle it. It works. Hey, we're coming up on 729. Thanks for being a part of What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Well, it is a Phone Frenzy Friday, so we'll actually keep those lines open throughout the morning. Maybe you got something that is bugging you, or we're going to be covering a lot of topics on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.